This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howard, team joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jim, it's week two of the NFL. The Browns are headed to Cincinnati for their first divisional game and road game. What can we expect to see Sunday?
Well, I think for both teams, very important game. Both teams coming off opening day losses. Now, if you're the Browns, you want to get that offense going after you played tremendous defense. I mean, one of the best defensive games I've seen the Browns play since they've come back in 1999 in the game against the Eagles. But the offense, of course, was certainly lacking. They want to get that going. So that's primary goal number one. For the Bengals, I mean, they come off a real pasting against the Baltimore Ravens. And I'll say this, Jameer, I don't think any team in the NFL could have beaten the Ravens last Monday night. I think that's how good they were. But if you're Cincinnati, and I think we have to be realistic about this, when you're Cincinnati, Baltimore, or Pittsburgh, and in the AFC North, the way it is constructed right now, you must look at the two games against Cleveland, and you have to win those games. So this is a must-win for them.
When you look at Monday night, there were moments in that game where Andy Dalton really connected well with his receivers. One of those guys, number 16, Hawkins. Talk about this young player.
Well, he's a real quick guy. Played for the Montreal Alouettes in the Canadian Football League. He's out of the University of Toledo. And what he is he's a real quick guy, like you said. And he probably belongs in the slot. And I think that's where probably he'll eventually end up. Now, he does a little bit of that. He's hard to find, but he relishes those little pockets in the middle of the field. He just gets open. He's yards after the catch. He's a real bandit after he catches the ball because he's tough to find and tough to get. If he gets a step ahead of you, he is all speed, a legitimate 4'5", 4'6 guy.
And this offseason, they acquired veteran running back Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Talk about him because he still packs low, Jimmy.
He really is. He's a straight-ahead runner. And I think, you know, in the New England offense where he was with the Patriots, that's all they ask their backs to do. Just go straight ahead. Give us some running yardage. We'll take care of the rest with their passing game. Which is different for Cincinnati because Cedric Benson was a guy that really carried the load in the game. But I think they are making the transformation to handing the offense to Andy Dalton in his second year. So they are going kind of what New England does, and that is, we'll give us a little run, give us straight ahead run, don't give us negative yardage. That's what Ben Jarvis Green Ellis does. It's really north and south running, and then get them into a safe down and distance for Dalton to throw the ball.
And defensively, they're still anchored by that front four that likes to bring a lot of pressure. And if you look at that defensive backfield, there's Reggie Nelson and Leon Hall, two players that we definitely have to watch out for.
Yeah, Leon Hall, who has always had great games against the Browns. Jameer, I remember he had a hat trick in NFL terms. He had three interceptions against the Browns one time here on a very ice-cold December afternoon against Ken Dorsey. So, I mean, he's had great games against the Browns. Coming off an Achilles injury, though, so, you know, it's still early in the season. Nate Clements, a guy from Shaker Heights, and, of course, who has played very many years and good, solid years in the NFL. I think the Browns, though, and Baltimore, you know, the Browns should probably look at this and maybe attack that secondary a little bit. They didn't get great play out of their safeties, and, you know, that was a problem for them as they got ready to go against the Ravens. The Ravens hit some deep balls, so maybe Brandon Whedon can hit something over the top. But you're right, everything with their defense is the front four, and it's really eight because they have two sets of defensive linemen that they rotate in and out, and everybody's fresh.
And like you said, Jimmy, you want to see that intensity from this defense, and one bright spot was to see how these young rookies really stepped up and played well.
Oh, those linebackers were a great story. I mean, Craig Robertson and LJ Fort, they played tremendous football, and I think we worried about them at this time last week getting ready for the Philadelphia game, saying, boy, I think they're going to go with two rookie linebackers against a great offense like Philadelphia. How will they do? They were playmakers, and they were sensational. Maybe the Browns have found some linebackers.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for breaking it all down. And Browns fans, this concludes your Cleveland Browns Report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.